By the way, I thought I was going to wake to more snow this morning. Demetrius Ivory is over at Channel 9 WGN-TV's weather room. Hey, Demetrius, how are you? Good morning.
Well, hey there. Very good morning after kind of getting through the snow. Not so bad, right?
I believe usually when I talk to you, I say something like, boy, it's terrible to talk to you, but this isn't, for once, it's not so bad to talk to you, at least not for me, but was it not worse south than maybe Indiana got it more?
Oh, yeah, and even portions of Cook County. We got we got 5 inches in Park Forest.
Oh, my. Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. So, you know, portions of Hoffman Estates up to about 5 inches also.
Wow.
O'Hare's looks like it's going to hold up to around 2 inches of snow. And in Grundy County up to 3.7. So, you know, we're starting to get some, you know, out there west. So there are some significant totals from last night.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess that is kind of the way you thought it would track. That is not as bad to the north and more so to the south and southeast.
Finally, a storm behaved after a number of them where it was tricky forecast. I hate to say complex system because that's...
All systems are complex.
Right. I mean, complex system is whenever I, well.
Whenever I'm not sure.
Yeah. that's what it is. Oh, it's a complex thing. Yeah. They're all complex. Yeah. But when you have the rain snow line involved in a system, that 32 degree line, then you could be looking at water or you could be looking at snow. And it's really tough. I tell people it's like forecasting a water hose that you turn on and you lay it on the ground and it flops around, you know. You kind of have to forecast going by where you think that hose is going to be.
That's interesting because I know exactly the scene you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That means I guarantee you some of you are going to get water, but some of you are going to get more and some of you are going to get less.
Exactly. And or we all could get less, which is the worst case scenario.
You guys need a graphic of God or Mother Nature or somebody up in the heavens with this giant hose and it's just whipping around Chicagoland, and then you'll say that's the way the weather comes.
That's
folks.
How it goes. And we can give probabilities which would be right on, but no one would understand that. You know, you have a 20% probability of 2 inches plus. People have no idea what that, they think that means not 2 inches plus, but that's not what it means. So
so this has moved on, and then is anything on the backside of this, or are we cloudy and at least not snowy for a while?
No, well, we're not done yet. We're looking at some lake effect snow. Little disturbances will continue to kind of rumble through. I got another inch to 2 inches coming our way before today and tonight are done. The snow's probably not going to let up until I'd say close to midnight, so it'll be off and on, kind of occasional type of thing. If you're someone who shovels and just is obsessed with having that beautiful cemented driveway look, it's going to be one of those days where you keep looking outside the window and saying, not again, just coatings from here and there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, and then what about the high temperatures? I know Steve reviewed that, but it's still going to be along the freezing line there, right?
Yeah, I got 31 for O'Hare, so low 30s there, so certainly snow-producing numbers. And then tonight down into the mid-20s, and I think that's going to be, we'll really see the temperatures drop as we clear out after midnight. And then tomorrow back up to about 34. So we do start to melt away some of this snow quickly tomorrow.
Well, for once, it was a pleasure to talk to you today, Jimmy.
Let it snow.
Yeah. By the way, we're asking everybody that appears on the show today to close out with I Am Spartacus. So if you could give me something like, that's a look at the weather, I Am Spartacus, I'd appreciate it.
That's a look at the weather, I Am Spartacus.
He's the only one to have done it right.
Yes.
My boy, Demetrius, nice to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you. I watched the movie too many times. That's what it is.
I have never seen it. I just know that line. I know that scene. Really? Oh. Is it a good film?
It's a good film and the show. And then I watched the show. So there you go.
How is it that you're watching Spartacus? You're way too young for that.
Oh, at one point I just got really into, I'm going to say old movies. Sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings. But I got into old movies and I remember I went to the library and came out with all type. Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, so many more of them. What's the Rosebud one?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, there you go. She's like...
Nice, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah. So, there you go. I'm an old soul.
Well, Mary's the oldest one in the room, so that makes sense.
Hey!
Mary was actually there for the filming.
John's just as old as me.
I truly am. By the way, so my Saturday producer is 27 years old. We were going over what we were going to do on the Saturday show, and he said, let's talk about Spartacus. I like that movie, and I so appreciate a person who, much after the fact, thought a good movie is still a good movie.
Yes. Yes, good movie is still a good, without all the effects. Still a good movie.
But then I go back and watch 12 Angry Men, and I think it's a terrible movie. I mean, I'm like, oh, shoot. Michael Wilmington was the film critic for the Chicago Tribune for a long time. Mm-hmm. Sure knew his movies, and he thought that was one of the greatest movies ever. He was on with me one time, and I said, I don't understand that. It's slow, and it's boring, and he took such offense at that. I don't know why he took offense to it, but I guess he couldn't believe that I didn't appreciate it, and if for some of us it's hard to.
A lot of new movies are like that, where I'm like, this is terrible, and then they win Best Actor or whatever, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, the one that falls into that category for me, Demetrius, is Hustler. Or Hustlers, you know, the Jennifer Lopez, all of them movie. I saw that and I thought, I don't know what I thought I would get. Oh. I thought it'd be sexy or really intriguing. I thought it was terrible. And I know I'm an outlier on that. Everybody loves that movie, but it did not work for me.
You are not an outlier. As soon as I read what that is, I said, no way. There's no, you never get those 2 hours back. So.
And the outrage that she didn't get nominated, I thought, yeah, it was a terrible movie, and I don't think she was great. It makes sense to me, but here again, other people feel differently.
There you go. I have a number of them like that. The people are going to hate me. A Star is Born. Oh, my gosh. I fell asleep twice, and then finally, when I finally made myself watch the rest of it, I thought, there must be another hour left to this movie. It was so bad to me.
There is a spate of movies that came out about that time, about music, right? Like the one about Queen, the one about Elton John, the one about the guy that all the songs were Beatles songs. He recreated the
Yesterday.
Beatles.
Yesterday.
I loved that.
She knows everything.
I loved that movie. But I thought finally that was saw so it. Much fun.
Didn't see it.
But the Bruce Springsteen movie I thought was terrible. The guy that channeled Bruce Springsteen. I thought this thing is terrible. And again, I guess everybody's got their own filter, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I think I'm going to watch some movies with you. I think you and I need to watch movies together.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hustler, whatever that is, no way.
Nice to hear you, my friend. I appreciate you helping us out today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Over at Channel 9, Demetrius Ivory is a meteorologist and cinephile. I didn't know.